Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Welcome back, Martin. How are you doing this week?
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for asking.
Awesome.
I'm still recovering from my over-excitement when I got so political or politically incorrect over the organic non-foods.
Yes, we got lots of emails and comments from people about everything. You didn't hold any punches last week, and I don't expect you to hold any this week because, you know, we were talking about what we put into our mouth. And even though it's got the word organic, it's still like dead food. And, of course, we're all about restoring vitality by eating living food, which is living plant foods. And but what about what we put on our body instead of what we put in our body? Doesn't that have a huge impact on our health, too? And I don't think we think about that enough.
You know, that's, again, absolutely right. I am astounded that the regulatory bodies, namely FDA, does not regulate cosmetics and does not regulate what you put on your skin. They only regulate what you put in your mouth. But truly, whether you put it on the inside of your cheek or the outside of your cheek, it's not that different. Your body will absorb it.
Yep.
But
I was going to say, and it's not, if it's not good for you inside your cheek, it's probably not good for you outside your cheek.
Well, yes, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's totally insane to pretend that stuff you put on top of your skin is not important or shouldn't be regulated as stringently as the inside of your cheek.
Well, I look at, you know, women in their late 30s, 40s who put all this makeup on when they were teenagers and in their 20s, and their skin is just terrible.
Yeah, it does wear it. It absolutely poisons it, and the poisons get in and stay in.
And, I mean, if it's that bad on the outside of your skin, what has been absorbed into the flesh and the fat and the muscles and the bones that you've got as well?
Yeah, one gets to wonder. I'm reminded of an interview I heard recently with a woman that was working in the advertising department of a fairly major, one of the top three companies that make, manufacture, and sell soap. And this famous company is advertising their soap as making it soft on your hands.
Let me guess, people even soak their hands in this soap because it's so good at making them soft.
Right, and they even have these cute little hand puppets that speak on television and tell you how soft they are. Well, this is this gal that worked in the boardroom, that worked in the decision process. And she says, by the way, folks, because this industry is not as tightly regulated as the health food guys, we are able to say anything we want. There's nothing nothing to the point that it's healthier or not healthier. It's absolutely irrelevant. In fact, our soap is no different from another soap. It's just that we say that this is.
Wow. That reminds me of an old story I heard about a guy in advertising and marketing of beer. And he went into the local brewery, and they were the number 4 or 5th beer in that particular market. And he said, well, show me how you make your beer. And he says, well, we do these hops, and they're special hops, and we do this, and we do that, and we double boil and steam the glasses, and on and on and on, right? And the advertising guy had never heard any of these things. He says, oh, man, this is really cool. I didn't know you do that. And the brewery master says, well, every brewery does this. But no brewery actually told the public this is what they did. So when they came out with the ad, it was, we double boil our bottles so they're specially clean, and we use this special hops in this special way, and we do this and we do that. And of course, it shot right up to number one because of all these wonderful things that they did to make their beer. And of course, all the other breweries were somewhat ticked because they did the exact same thing. But because this one had come out and said, this is what we do, and it's so wonderful, if any of the other breweries said we did it too, they'd be just looking like they're second, you know, and following the other one.
Yeah, or if they said it's just a me too, yes.
Yeah, or if they said if all of us do that, it would be just sour grapes, right?
Yes.
So they were just kind of hooped, and of course it went on to become, you know, the top-selling brewery beer in that particular market. So I'm thinking of the same thing when I'm listening to you talk about the soap ads, right? They say all this stuff, and all the other soaps are just about the same, but they market and position it so they can charge like $15 a bottle instead of, $2 for a gallon like you could get at one of the big warehouse stores.
Well, it probably isn't even that, you know. It's not the price differentiation. It's the market positioning. Like, we are different, and here's how we are recognized.
Right.
And so we get to talk about how soft it is on the hands instead of how poisonous it is to your skin.
Yeah, good point.
So instead, contrast this with this crazy overpriced Miracle 2 soap, which costs $15 for a 22-ounce bottle. Mind you, it's a fantastic value when you really translate it, because it dilutes tremendously. It's a highly concentrated product, so a bottle of that goes a long, long way, as you probably know.
Yes, I use it all the time, and I'm thinking it lasts me just about I don't say forever, but for months and months. And
yeah.
I love the way my hair is, and I love the way my skin is, and I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a fantastic product. I know that I have to very carefully use very little of it, or else I have a hard time getting it all rinsed out.
Yes. And you told me, I'm just thinking of this, and I don't want to forget, you told me a story about someone using it with their dog, and this is, I think, really interesting. Like, how many people would actually eat their bar of soap, right? I mean, we wouldn't do that, right? And yet, because we're probably concerned about the impact it would have on our health and our stomach and everything else.
Right.
But you've mentioned that you could actually take this Miracle 2 soap in if you wanted to clean out your insides and detox. And I think you were telling me about someone who used it with that way with their dog.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this soap is non-toxic. And of course, when you ingest soap, it lowers the surface tension on the inside, which causes any parasites that are in there to lose their traction. Mm. And so this particular smart lady, she has a white Samoyed dog, you know, the Siberian beautiful blue-eyed white dog, just
yep.
A gorgeous thing.
Oh, nice.
She sent me a picture of it. Anyway, so she tried to have the dog swallow it, and that was a terrible fight. The dog didn't like that. But then she got this idea. She would put one drop on the dog's paw, and the dog would lick it. And so she continued to do that, and on the 10th day, all this racket broke out in the kitchen, the dog giving strange whelps. And and the dog delivered a 4-foot-long tapeworm.
Oh!
It just came out, all in one piece.
4 feet.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, there you have it. I certainly think that it's a great idea for pets, and I suspect it's not a bad idea for humans, because, you know, we're not that different from the other mammals.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
In fact, I'm just reminded, a friend of mine told me he didn't like the taste of it, so he put it inside a capsule and swallowed it. He said, you know, by the way, the 00 capsule, you know, the one that holds 500 milligrams of stuff, it can give you a high colonic when you swallow that full of soap. which meant that he really moved everything out of the way.
Wow. So there you go. There's something for the outside of your skin and
possibly the inside.
And possibly the inside, yeah. Holy smokes.
So anyway, I just want to say, you know, there are all kinds of ingredients that that go into our cleaning products that need not be there. It could be made very simple. One of the best stories I've had was this lady who runs a foster home with several teenagers in there. I think she told me she did 4 or 5 loads of laundry every day.
Yeah.
She bought three of our laundry balls, the Miracle 2 laundry balls, and she's very happy with it. And she says, look, all I do now is I throw the laundry ball in. If it's an unsoiled, just bedding or not terribly dirty stuff, it just goes in straight. If it's shirts, we just put one drop of the green soap on the collar and massage it in. If there are any salad dressing stains or, you know, grease stains on stuff, she just rubs in some of the green soap.
You know, Martin, I got to jump in here because you told me about putting that on the collar, and I'm one of these people that my collars are always getting brown and dirty looking after I've washed them. And we had talked, I think, a week or two ago, and you had mentioned this. So when I did my white shirt and my office shirts, right, I did that. I put a little string on there, and I rubbed it all up and got it kind of lathered. Then I threw it in, and when I pulled it out, I was amazed. I have to tell you, I was totally amazed because it was white, and it had already been washed a couple times and was getting kind of brown, and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to get some new shirts soon, but they just came out just like brand new, and I was just like, wow, that's amazing. I could not believe it, to be quite honest.
And there you have it, right? Mm-hmm. Another miracle from the Miracle 2 Soap Factory.
That's right. I haven't quite figured out whether I'm going to put a little bit on the back of my hand and lick it.
No, not you. You're going to put it into a capsule and swallow it.
I wonder why. Is there like a rule that everything that's good for you has to taste terrible? Although, I don't think the Miracle 2 actually does taste terrible. But.
Well, I mean, I certainly brush my teeth with it. That's the other use for this soap, is where... you know, if you use glycerin-based toothpaste, it will coat your teeth, which stops and prevents the re-enamelization of the teeth. Normally, calcium gets redeposited on your teeth, but if you coat them with glycerin, it doesn't happen.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why you need to brush your teeth with either bar soap or the straight liquid soap, as opposed to glycerin-based toothpaste.
Right, which also is full of stuff like fluoride, which I don't think is probably that good for us.
Oh, don't get me started on that. I think we should do another whole podcast about fluoride alone.
Okay, I'll make a note. Coming up soon, folks, the truth about fluoride.
But speaking of soap toothbrushing, I used to have to go every 6 months to have my teeth scraped off of the calculus that is deposited, you know, the calcification.
Right. Right.
As soon as I switched to soap brushing, I was able to go a year between cleanings. And even then, it's just because I go every year to just be sure. There still is hardly anything to be done. I'm done in like a few minutes, and the dental hygienist says, you got nothing going on here.
It's almost like our society teaches us to do the wrong things.
Well, one could say that it's in the best interest of the dentists to cause the deposits, because that gives them more work.
Right. Let's just pause for a sec. We can continue now.
I don't know whose turn it was.
So we're going to come and back with another podcast to talk about fluoride. And it just seems like everything that society tells us to do in general, we should be doing. I've actually heard this in investing, where the mob is going, go the opposite direction. So when everybody jumps on the stock market, sell if you're in the stock market. When everybody gets into housing, which happened all over the United States in the last year, get out of it, because of course now it's dropped like crazy. And
you know, when your friend's grandmother is giving you stock purchase advice, you know it's definitely time to get the out of there.
And bragging about the $1 million she made in the stock market. Definitely.
But anyway, so I was wanting to say that, yes, in a dentist's office, it's not in his best interest to tell you techniques that will keep you out of the office.
Yes. And that's the sad part about it all, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I actually, one of the problems that I've had, since I was talking about dentists and we've kind of got off the soap topic a bit, but I think it's kind of important, is I've always had a lot of tension in my jaw, which caused me to grind my teeth at night, and there's a lot of pain that comes from doing all of that. And I saw the dental hygienist, and she said, "Oh yeah, I can see that you're doing some more grinding. So next time you come in, what we'll do is get you fitted with one of these plastic things that'll keep your teeth apart, right? So if you grind on the plastic instead of your teeth, you could wear out the plastic, but you won't wear out the teeth." And I'm thinking, yeah, where does that plastic go that gets ground off the plastic? But that didn't seem to be of much concern to her. And I also thought, you know, there's a case of going after and solving the symptom, not the cause. The cause is, obviously, I'm tense. So what can I do to relax? My question was, what can I do to relax myself so that I don't need to, my body's not grinding when I'm asleep and I'm not, you know, clenching and all the rest of it. So, you know, a little more meditation, going to hot yoga 3 times a week and burning off all that energy and actually having time where I relax. And I've been doing that for 6 months and I'm not clenching or grinding my teeth anymore. Because I could always tell when you wake up, like you can hardly move your jaw, it's so sore and tense, and it's not happening anymore. So I sometimes think people look at it and say, okay, well, here's the quick fix to get rid of the symptom. It doesn't matter that you're still terribly tense. We'll just stop it from doing damage here. And that's just, I think, indicative of how a lot of the people in the medical profession look at things.
Well, precisely. Yeah, you're now making my points. I mean, I think I can just resign here because you're my man now. I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about since the beginning. It's the symptom of our I shouldn't say symptom. It's the problem of our society that we are trying to solve symptoms and problems as opposed to focusing on solutions and the strategic thinking.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So let's get back to the Miracle 2 soap. We can use it for showering and for cleaning our hair, brushing our teeth, getting rid of tapeworms in our dogs.
And you can of course use it on the household cleaning. You know, you can dilute it and wash your windows with it, or your counter, or you can wash your car engine with it too. You know, because it's a very powerful degreaser too.
Wow.
The good part about this soap, it's made from coconut. It's to make soap, you need a fat and you need alkali.
Okay.
It's the saponification. You know, it's described in your chemistry workbook if you want to go look it up. Anyway, so the fat here is the coconut fat, coconut oil, and the alkali comes from burning down into ashes of the coconut husk. So this is all made from wonderful, simple, natural, tropical ingredients.
Interesting.
natural soap. At least the manufacturer tells us that there's nothing in it that would not be edible or that would be detrimental to your health. And we have plenty of user stories, getting help with all kinds of problems. In fact, the reason that this soap is so popular started because people didn't know what it was good for. They just thought, well, we'll wash our cars with it. And this neighbor who got it from the inventor came back and saying, "Listen, there's something mysterious about the soap. My skin cancer is gone."
Oh.
So that's how it started. That's back in the 1980s when they first came out with it and said, you know, this is better than just ordinary stuff.
That's amazing.
Of course, well, telling things like that gets us in trouble. But
that's right. Also, I noticed, because I'm just looking at our website, if you go to www.life-enthusiast.com, there's hundreds and hundreds of pages of information on all sorts of health-related topics, and of course, good descriptions and information about all the products that we talk about. But I noticed there on the Miracle 2 page that they also talk about treating head lice and parasites. And we mentioned that with the dogs, but I thought that was interesting because I know when my kids were younger, there was a breakout of head lice in the school, and we had to go to the pharmacist and get this really brutal stuff to soak their heads in to get rid of the lice.
Yes. And it can be done with the soap that it lowers the surface tension so much that these poor things just suffocate.
That's really cool. That's a really interesting way also of thinking about how it actually works, because I never really thought of how soap worked and surface tensions and how things grab on, and I find it fascinating.
Right. Yeah, it's just like that light switch, right? You walk up to it, you flip it, there's light. Who cares? I want light. Well, same with soap. I want soap. I don't care how it works.
Yeah, but what if there's different types of electricity and some's good for you and some's not?
Exactly. Now you're really thinking, there is better soap than others.
That's right. Awesome. Well, have you got any last words about soap, Martin, or shall we...
Folks, if you use the laundry ball in your wash machine, you won't be putting phosphates down into our creeks, rivers, and into the sea. You will not be causing algae blooms. You will be protecting the fish from extinction and who knows what else. And you won't be having to pay for the soap, because these laundry balls, they cost $50 and they last for years. No soap needed, other than this little bit that we described, put it on the greasy spots. That's restoring vitality to the planet, as far as restoring vitality to you. Hey, how would you like to have healthy teeth instead of this weakening, wearing off material?
That's right.
And gosh,
how would you like to have your skin that's nice and supple and the way it's supposed to be and not full of all the garbage that it gets now?
Yeah. I have a lot of people who are really pleased with the moisturizing Miracle 2 soap that they use as a shampoo.
Mm. Nice.
So as far as the last words, folks, you can read more about this at www.life-enthusiast.com. You can call us at 1-866-543-3388 to inquire about some technical details or place your orders if you don't like to place them online. And you can listen to all of our weekly stories at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for listening today. This is Martin and Scott for Life Enthusiast Co-op. Goodbye.